Louisiana is about to fill some flower power, and Colorado brought in a lot of dough as the state sets a new record for marijuana tax and fee revenue collected. This is Gary with Verihill, keeping you up to date with the latest in cannabis news. Medical cannabis flower is said to be available in 9 pharmacies across the state of Louisiana. The smokable form of medical marijuana is now legal under certain conditions, and it has local law enforcement unsure how to navigate this uncharted territory. One sheriff remarked that they won't be treating it like an illegal drug, but as another prescription drug. For example, all medications should be kept in their original bottles, as a loose pill is something you can be arrested for. The limit for possession is 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks as well. So, if you're caught with any more, that can mean legal repercussions. In another southern state, a new medical marijuana bill in Mississippi is defying the governor. A new bill to legalize medical marijuana was introduced in Mississippi on Tuesday, and a medical cannabis program could be up and running later this year. Governor Tate Reeves has already threatened to veto the measure over its proposed purchase limits, which he believes to be too high. The bill would allow 3.5 grams of cannabis flower, 1 gram of concentrate, or up to 100 milligrams of THC in infused products. The governor believes that the program should allow only half of those amounts. Patients or caretakers would also be forbidden from growing their own cannabis under the proposal. The Centennial State has set a new record in 2021 for marijuana tax and fee revenue collected in a single year. The state raked in over $423 million in marijuana tax revenue compared to the previous record of over $387 million in 2020. Furthermore, Colorado has surpassed $2 billion in tax and fee revenue and another $12 billion in marijuana sales to date since marijuana sales began in 2014. Go ahead and subscribe to our podcast and give us a follow at Verihill to stay up to date on the latest in cannabis news. Thanks for listening.